On the line with me this morning, the Illinois Manufacturers Association, Jim Nelson. He's the VP of Educational Affairs. First off, Jim, it's good to talk to you this morning.
Well, it's great to be on the air in Southern Illinois, where I attended SIU many years ago.
Yeah.
And good to be back on the air down there.
Hey, well, you know, it's interesting because what we want to talk about this morning, I've heard a lot about this in particular, the disparity between graduating high school and being ready for college. It's the same when it comes to graduating school and being ready for the workplace. And you see it on a lot of different levels, but when it comes to Manufacturers Association, reading some of the figures about the number of jobs that are available, but that there's no one qualified to take them, it's a pretty large number. It's a pretty large disparity.
It is. And when you look at the grain of the workforce in particular, in manufacturing in Illinois alone, we need to replace 22,000 production workers every year through 2027. And in addition to that, we also need to replace 5,000 engineers every year. So the total enrollment in all manufacturing programs of study from a sophomore year in high school to that second year of community college, statewide right now we're running about 14,000. So the challenge is still before us. You know, the school systems are doing a lot better than they were 10 years ago, but we're still coming up short in that net number.
Is it because of a lack of desire to be in, say, well, math when it comes to engineer? Or is it a concern about maybe being a labor, that there's labor involved and you don't want to do that? I mean, or is it a failure on the part of the education system? Are people predisposed towards going, I want to build? I mean,
I think there's a little bit of all of that. There seems to be a drift away from math and science that starts really along third or fourth grade. And you have a situation where teachers who also struggled with math and science when they were growing up are allowing kids to move on to the next grade and in hopes that they'll catch up at that point. So when you look at community college or four-year college entry placement exams, more than half of all incoming freshmen have to take remedial math, remedial sciences, reading, writing in some cases, because they're just not at grade level. Well, if they weren't at grade level coming into college, I can almost guarantee they weren't at grade level going into ninth grade. So we need to look at the total education system in the state of Illinois to make sure that we're catching kids much earlier, number one. Number two, we need to start talking to kids about occupations and what they want to be when they grow up much earlier than we do. We tend to wait until kids are in high school, and by that time, either a kid is still plugged into, you know, those core courses that they really need to succeed, or they're falling away and trying to figure out why is A plus B equals C relevant to what I want to do in life. So we need to make that connection much earlier so the kids understand the options they have as they articulate through the education system.
See, what's interesting about this is I think I see it on a different scale here in Southern Illinois, that you saw a group of people who, because of their families, farmers, that you were taught how to do a lot of things on the farm. Now you see less farmers. You know, because those were capable people. And you also saw people, well, the schools no longer offered things like shop, where people kind of found themselves and say, wow, I do kind of like, and granted, I know it's a birdhouse, but you kind of find yourself and you get these, some of these basic abilities, you start putting 2 + 2 together. And we've kind of taken some of those opportunities through change of culture, through funding and education, and we've taken some of those opportunities for people to find themselves, and that's no longer part of their education or their culture.
You know, since the end of World War II, we have an education system that defines success by whether or not you have a four-year degree in your hand.
Yeah.
And that's simply not the case. There are only one-third of all jobs in the United States one-third require a bachelor's degree or greater.
You know,
so what does that tell us? That really tells us that we're sending our young people to four-year institutions for jobs that really don't exist. Now, I have no problem with, you know, with college. College is always the goal. But how a person gets to college and when they get to college is as different as the uniqueness of every child today.
So you have like four programs the Illinois Manufacturers Association is kind of endorsing right now?
We've got a package of four bills pending in the General Assembly that we believe will help increase the number of people pursuing career and technical education opportunities, including those in manufacturing. We'd like to, for instance, be able to start formal apprenticeships at age 16, like the rest of the world does. Right now, we're pretty much hamstrung into waiting until age 18. You know, there's an argument to be made if it's good enough for our friends in Germany and Austria and Indonesia, it should be good enough for our kids in the United States. And that doesn't put them at any greater risk than any other kid around the world. So that is one bill. Another bill is we need more STEM teachers. It's no secret that there is a lack of qualified math, science teachers, as well as career and technical education teachers. If we exclude a very unique program at SIU Carbondale that works with veterans, we've only graduated about 80 career and technical teachers statewide over the last 2 years. And that's just not enough. The education system is facing the same gray tsunami as is private sector businesses.
You know what I find interesting, speaking with the Illinois Department of Employment Security, Jeff Mays, the director there, and you talk about 22,000, 5,000. I get the idea after speaking with him, and you take a look outside of manufacturing, truck drivers, and you start throwing all this stuff together, and the number's probably a lot higher. And I think probably surprisingly, appallingly high when you look at so many right now during the election season, jobs, 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 jobs. We have jobs. We don't have people for jobs. And in some cases, people going, yeah, it's because, well, the University of Illinois, look where their engineering students go. They don't stay in the state. At least a large percentage don't.
And the other piece of that is that we're asking the wrong questions. You know, for far too long, we've been asking employers, do you have open jobs? I can guarantee you there isn't a single business out there that would say that they don't have any open jobs. Everybody's got an open job. That's not the question. The real question is, are you satisfied with the quality of applicant that's walking through your door? And to that question, you get a much different answer.
Here's the thing.
But we need to be asking the right questions and then the right follow-up question. What's lacking? What do we need to add? And what do we need to stop doing?
But, Jim,
because if you're not happy with the results you're getting, what are you going to do differently?
Everybody answers that question the same way, and it doesn't matter whether you're in a restaurant or you are building cars. Everybody.
Absolutely.
If you're looking for someone to man a cash register, everybody is finding a hard time finding the people they need. They can't read, they can't do math, can't run a cash register, don't understand that you have to put the cell phone down, that you can't be on Facebook the entire time you're here. It really doesn't matter. Manufacturing is important because of what it provides for the state, and it's a high-paying job. But it is really, it doesn't matter which discipline you're in right now, where you are, from a convenience store to construction, you're going, where can I find good people?
You know, you were talking about Director Mays, and he makes a really good point. Because if we look at the rule of thumb, the average employer is going to turn over 5% of his or her workforce every year through the end of this transition of the baby boom. So if you look at Illinois, we have 6.2 million people in the workforce. That's about 300,000 people per year that we need to replace retiring people. And we need people with the right skills that are ready to go, that have good essential skills, you know, those personal work ethic skills, showing up on time, able to pass a drug screen, being able to work as a member of a team. Those are the things that employers want.
Right. I was sitting with a guy who I know owns a barbecue restaurant. Mike Murphy's in the studio with me now. And it's interesting, Mike, I was talking to this guy, Jim Nelson, on the phone from the Illinois Manufacturers Association. And I stopped by his restaurant and I was eating with him. Mm-hmm. And I'm going, man, you work an awful lot. Boy, you're here. The restaurant opens. You're here when it closes. What's going on? He says, I just put an ad in the newspaper. I'm looking for new employees. And they were showing up while we were having lunch. Some of them didn't even have shirts on.
Oh, wow.
And after a time, I'm giving him kind of a hard time. And he looks at me and he's not smiling, Jim. And he says, which one of these people do you want touching your food?
Well, exactly.
Right? And I mean, it's the same way. Which one do you want making your brakes on your car? You know, I mean, it goes all up and down the scale.
Absolutely. And it's a challenge that as a society, this isn't solely the problem of the education system or the elected officials. It's everybody's problem. And until we resolve that and we look at the total structure of our education system, you know, we're under the same essential system that was created in the 1850s. So we really need to ask the question, do we have the structure in education that is going to deliver a qualified workforce in the 21st century? I'm not sure what the answer to that question is, but I know that we need to be doing things differently, and we need to stop doing some things and change some mindsets.